All right. Welcome, everybody, to A Kid from Pembroke Podcast. I'm your host, Ulysses. I'm here with Aiden Connors.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
And I'm also here with Brahan Khan.
What's up? How's everyone doing?
And like, man, today's going to be a good day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was nice. I'm just saying it to you right now. First time ever having guests on this podcast. You guys feel honored. Must be honored.
I'm very honored.
I'm extremely honored. I mean, this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, it is. All right, so
I'm going to put this on my college resume now.
That is straight up facts, though. Oh, talk about college. I want to talk about school. How you guys doing, how your grades are, how your classes, what's your classes for next year. So I'm going to start off with grades. So how's your grades in your classes? Is it good? Is it bad?
I'll be honest with you. Not amazing. It could definitely be better.
Oh, that's what's up, though.
Which, you know, it's not really about laziness. I'm a distractful motherfucker. Like, I can get distracted really easily.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that, right? And especially, I have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
It also fucks me up with distracting and shit like that. Because, like, every 5 seconds, right, I'll be with my phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the phone is such a big distraction for me.
Hell yeah, yeah, definitely.
I agree with that. And when I'm in class, right, in person, I get distracted so easily by my phone. And the teacher will also tell me, like, look up and shit like that. You know, I don't listen to that. But, yeah, currently my grades is all right now. All I need to do is just turn in my PBA for history, and then I'll be all right.
What kind of assignment is that?
I think it's World War II.
So, like, what do you have to do for it, though?
A PBA? I already did mine. It stands for a project-based
assessment. Yeah.
At least for me, I don't know if it's the same for Ulysses, but the PBA counts as our SOL credit.
That's
literally it. Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, no,
so,
he
needs to turn that in, or else he doesn't get the credit, and he'll have to take, like, a 70-question SOL.
So, wait, which history class are y'all taking, then?
I'm thinking USVA government, I think.
Yeah, I'm in IB History of Americas, and it's just so much damn writing, because, like, almost every test we have, right, it's two parts. It's a multiple choice, which is easy, but then there's almost always an essay test with it at the same time. And so, I don't know how the project-based assessment is formatted, but, like, for us, our big grade is the IA. And it's basically just the longest fucking essay ever. Like, it's a huge essay. Like, it's three big parts. The main part that I just finished is, like, it had to be 1,300 words. Like, it was, yeah. So, but yeah, no, as far as grades go, I like to think I have pretty decent grades. But the thing is, when I broke my arms last year, as you might be able to imagine, that had like a major impact on my ability to focus. And then like you guys are talking about, and I agree, I already get easily distracted. But like, if you think about it, like when you're not only could I not, like, I couldn't do math problems, right? So I couldn't write for months because of the fucked arms. So like I couldn't do math problems. So like that kind of screwed me over in chemistry too, because I don't know if you've taken chemistry before, but there's like a lot of math problems in that class too.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I hated chemistry by
a yeah, yeah. I dropped I had IB chemistry sophomore year, and I dropped that shit halfway through the year for gen ed chem.
Yeah.
Damn.
I took regular chemistry, and even that was kind of a
I
agree. IB was like fucked.
I hated gen ed.
Chem was basically algebra.
Yeah, it's a lot like, yeah, no,
it's
honestly
a lot of like algebra. It's like, holy fuck,
it's
bro.
It's more, it's really, in my opinion, some of the I don't know how regular chem was because I came late, like I said, but like some of the labs were really cool, like we would do like lighting shit on fire or whatever, but other than that, like everything else was just like math, like a math class, in my opinion. Like,
it was just an extra math class besides it's called,
yeah, science. Exactly.
Yeah, and the thing is, I thought physics would just be like chem again, but like. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big jump, at least for me. I'm not, like, the most intelligent person ever. So, it feels like a big jump.
Like, yeah, no, I imagine. I've purposely avoided taking physics. I'm not – you technically, you don't need it to graduate, so I'm not fucking taking that.
Yeah, my dumbass could have just taken geosystems.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, geosystems. I heard I missed a point.
I hear that slight.
Yeah, freaking who has that teacher? I think it was Patrick. has Mr. Pauly, and he says all they do is add puzzles, and that's literally it.
Bro, Mr. Pauly? Yeah, that dude, he, because I do the quiz bowl joint, right? Have you heard of that? It's it's Obina's Club. You told us about it, I believe. It's like trivia. And so he's one of the, like, coaches for it or whatever. Dude, bro, he's just, like, I think he might, like, no offense to him at all. He's a great dude. But I think he might be, like, slightly, like, autistic. Because, like, the way he acts is so awkward. But he's so sweet. Like, he's slight. Like, he's a good dude. And, yeah, no, he's a good coach for quiz bowl. But it's just funny because I can't imagine him actually teaching a whole ass class, you know.
Nah, and I get that, you know. Nah, but like, next year I'm not taking any math or science classes next year.
You lucky fucker.
Hey, bro, listen, let me tell you something. I was going to go for the advanced diploma, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm going to go the easy route and taking the standard diploma because I already finished my 3 years of Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Already did, if I wanted to go for the advanced diploma, I would have done like pre-cal and astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
That, but I was like, no, I want to have my senior year to be relaxed, chill.
Yeah.
So I'm taking auto tech, photography too, nutrition and wellness, and
aren't you taking an IB film study?
Yeah, I'm also. I had to talk to my counselor about that.
All right.
I had to talk to Miss Freeland about that as well. So we have to have a meeting, and then like we just talk about that.
Yeah, no, I avoided pre-calc as well. Like I'm not taking. Just like I said, I was avoiding physics for high school. I'm avoiding pre-calculus too because
I've heard that pre-calc is sort of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they say it's something people say it's hard as shit, and some people say it's just like more algebra too. Either way, I hate algebra too. So why would I like do more of it?
Yeah. Even though I got like a B minus in that class.
Yeah, I have a B minus too.
That shit is so ass.
Yeah, honestly, I hate it. So yeah, I'm avoiding pre-calc for my computer because apparently computer science is a math credit. So to get one more math credit next year, I'm just gonna take standard computer science. And then for science instead of physics or anything like that. Because this year I took IB Environmental Science, which is like it's hard because it's an IB class, obviously. But it's better for me because it's nothing like chemistry, where it's like, you know how we were saying it's mostly math.
Yeah.
IB Environmental Science is more like connected to real life. You know, like they talk about like stuff going on in the real world. You know, like different environmental events and all that shit. So it's way better than like something like physics, in my opinion, for me.
Yeah.
So next year I'm going to take oceanography, for my science class.
Damn, bro. No, like honestly, like, I was thinking about taking astronomy.
And, yeah. I thought about that one too.
And, geosystems, but I was like, nah, I'm going to be a lazy prick and just like, freaking take the easy route.
No, I get that.
Yeah. No, but you know for a fact that astronomy, you're going to like, learn about like Plato and all of those guys.
The early astronomers.
Great philosophers.
Galileo. Excuse me.
I also want to talk about how's your guys' view on virtual learning throughout this year.
Right.
Me and Aiden have differing opinions.
Yeah, the thing, though. But, like, we do agree that that's one of the main things about it is that it's different for everybody. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, it just depends on how you learn, you know?
Some people can adapt. No, it's all right. Some people can adapt to it. But I feel like it's a double-sided coin. Because you can either adapt to it or you try to get it, like, head-on and I think that's sort of what I try to do. I was just like, this is just the new way now, so I might as well get through it.
Yeah.
But when you get it head on, you take the risk of fucking yourself up. And I just couldn't completely understand it, so I was a little messed up beginning of the year.
Got you.
Yeah, I agree with that, because first quarter, I was all right. But second quarter, I fucking half-assed that shit.
Yeah.
Literally, that will fuck me up. And I understand that second quarter is like one of the most important quarters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, the fuck? I'm going to return back. I'm going to do good regardless. And like, you know, but what really distracted me is like, again, with the phones and, like,
mm-hmm.
but not only that, but people in your house, and especially with pets and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you have your dog. You have, what was his name?
It's a mix between a lab and a husky.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Blue. My bad, but Blue. That's his name, because he used to have blue eyes.
Nice. Sorry, for some reason, I thought it was a girl. I was like, "What's your dog name is Bella."
No. That's a guy. But everyone has different learning styles of virtual learning. There's people who really, really, really love virtual learning and don't want to come back to online.
Right.
Not online, but in person.
Sorry. Yeah.
But there's also people where, you know, like people that hate online. Like they totally hate it and they just want to go back in person.
And know? I think that's why it's good to have the option, especially this, since now that so many people got the vaccine. I feel like, this may be a hot, like, this, I don't know if people agree with this, but, like, back when they were delaying so much on opening schools, I feel like that it was probably better off that they didn't open fully until cases were way down, everything, like, with the vaccine getting distributed and everything. But I also, at the same time, think that what they could have maybe done is that, and it all depends on the weather, but, like, I don't know if you saw a study came out. Literally less than 10% of all COVID cases happen from outside transmission. Like, when you're outside, the air moving and everything like that, especially if you have a mask too, like the chances of you getting it are really low. So I feel like what they could have done early on, and obviously it depends on the weather, but like they could have had more outdoor classes for those people who need to learn in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that could have, like they could have held them in the courtyard, you know, all that outside space. I don't know. That could have worked.
I think I've had the same thought with Patrick or something. Like,
no, right. Yeah, that's what literally me and Brohan and Patrick had a conversation about. We were literally saying, like, oh, they're probably going to have outside classes where they're going to have outside classes outside the door sits or on the field or the main.
They should have tried to, but they didn't even, did they? Like, that didn't happen.
No, it wasn't even the thought, to be honest.
I feel like that's stupid because, like, and it's not only so that people could go in person, but it's just, like, good to be outside, you know? Like people be spending, especially during the pandemic when everyone was inside for so long, you know, it's good to be outdoors.
Yeah, definitely. But, because you guys know, I was not a horrible-looking guy before COVID. But I gained a few pounds of bruise, all right?
You're a beautiful man, bro.
You're a beautiful man.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're very handsome.
No, of course, big fellow.
Don't whisper very handsome into my ear like that. I have my AirPods in and I heard that.
Bro,
like,
I would...
Do it in person. What?
What?
Wow. No, but like...
I totally wanted to do outside.
Yeah.
Because, like, not only that, but, like... Oh, I have to eat this granola bar. But, like, I just wanted people, like, to get outside, feel the outdoors, you know. If it was a class at 8 a.m., I don't care. As long as I'm, like, outside, just enjoying the weather and shit like that, I'll be fine. Like, I understand that, yes, rain and shit like that will affect the classes. Don't get me wrong about that. But I feel like it's just like...
I feel like it's not that hard to put up a tarp. Like,
yeah, I know. That's
especially if you went out, like, I don't know if it would, because it could get windy or whatever, but like, especially though, is that massive ass football field that was, you know, and they weren't doing sports for so long. I mean, like, they could have worked something out there or like had lunch be out there or whatever, but still, I don't know.
Yeah. I think Patrick might have, I think he might have been lying, but he told me that they were thinking of doing that. They were thinking of putting classrooms
right
in the it was about the SATs. He said that they might put the SATs outside.
Right. Well, that's – it would have pleased – I think – I mean, I know some people – you can't please everyone. There would have been people bitching no matter what. But,
exactly. That's my main point.
But I think that's a way to please everyone. You know what I mean? Like if you have it be a hybrid model – people can choose to stay inside or they can have outdoor classes where there's no COVID or where there's very little chance of COVID transmission. You know what I mean? Like, and now though, with all the vaccines, I don't think it's, you know, the end of the world to have in-building classes, but I'm saying like, if they had done that earlier when like there was the big debate over, do we keep it open, closed, you know, they could have found that compromise in my opinion.
And, I totally understand that, you know, and like, I also want to talk about your people, like you like Aiden, you haven't been inside the building in a while, like a brick.
Right? Yeah, I've been maybe like 4 times in a year and a half. Like that's like this was probably my 3rd or 4th time being in the building today when we were helping set up prom.
And I know you haven't seen a lot of people in the building, so yeah, how does that feel since you got the vaccine? How does that feel? How does it make you feel?
Yeah,
seeing other people around.
So it's like, I mean, my family, there's certain like health conditions and stuff that puts certain members of my family at risk. Mm-hmm. So my parents have always, as you probably know, my parents have always been super strict about like COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
Like I've over the whole like year and a half we were on lockdown, I saw people like friends in person like probably 3 times total. And it was like occasionally like Will and Mitchell would like just stand in my yard and we'd talk like outside distanced. But anyway, my point is that as far as what you're asking, like it's just I don't have a ton of fear of it, mm-hmm. like of COVID, but it's still weird. Like it's a still weird feeling. And like some of the like stuff that's like of my parents being worried about it, and it's right for them to be worried. Like I understand why they're concerned.
Yeah.
But like it's starting to like rub off on me, which is fine. But it's just like, you know, I do get a little anxious sometimes seeing so many people around, and I don't mean to, like I'm not, and I don't actually care, but like, you know, at first I get like, you know, like wow, that's a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no like at first, right? I know you've seen the snaps on the during
September,
and when literally nobody was wearing no mask and nobody was vaccinated, and it was October, and it was like at least 200 people right there in the field. It was packed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In the football games.
Right? And like it was a holy fuck, man. But again, it's like, you know, what the fuck.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. But I'm glad that you're going out a little bit, you know, and just like
same, yeah.
In and out, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, but I just want to also say, how do you guys feel about prom for tomorrow? Since you guys are going to it.
You're not going?
I'm not going. I got work.
Yeah, you got
work. That's where you were going. That's crazy.
I told you this. I got work.
Now Ethan's like, oh, I can't go. I can't see you, babe.
Right. No, yeah, but like, no, but like I feel bad though, because like you put so much labor in today with the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, today,
you're not even going.
Today we were over. I mean, me and Patrick were there since like the very beginning, but
right.
Ulysses put in like a good maybe 3 hours of work.
Right. Yeah. Oh, for the listeners, if you don't know, if you listen to the podcast, you don't know, there's prom on Saturday, May 22nd at our high school. So we were there today after school until 8:30, helping set up like the hallway and everything. Yeah. So
and that's me and my friend Patrick, we've been, we've been helping for the past few days. It's been setting up for the whole week. So
yeah.
Since Tuesday, I believe, we've just been going after school and helping.
And it's funny. Right, and it's funny because, like, the main people who are supposed to be there are kids who take the leadership class at school. But, like, I don't know, Burhan, I don't know if I'm missing something here, but did you guys just, like, decide to show up? And they, like, just didn't turn you away because they could use the extra help. But, like, you know what I mean?
No, I came in because Patrick wanted to tell me to go.
Right.
And I was at Marshall's. I was like, you know, fuck it. Why not? I'm going to just go regardless. Mm-hmm. And I just went, and then, like, I helped
also, out. Also, listeners, don't sleep on Marshalls, because Ulysses has some drip from there, bro. No cap.
Listen, guys, listen. Do not be a hypebeast. Be unique and go to Marshalls.
For real.
Ross.
Bro, like, you don't need all that name brand bullshit.
You might look
decent in some Supreme hoodie, but, bro, you're going to have real drip when you can just make regular contemporary clothes look good.
I totally agree. And honestly, like, not to get too deep, but, like, I feel like that consumer culture with all the, like, the hypey shit is kind of, like, fucking up society. Like, and there's so many things that fuck up society. But, you know, like, everyone's obsessed with getting, like – and don't get me wrong, like, I'm part of that to a certain extent. Like, I really like Jordans, you know, yeah. And I like Ray-Ban sunglasses. But at the same time, like, there's so many people that it's, like – you know, like their obsession, you know, is that they've got to like, you know, fit in or whatever. Or you got to get the newest ridiculously overpriced, like cheap Chinese import.
Yeah. No, that's like been turned you're into... buying shoes for like $150 when it was
exactly right.
In a sweatshop.
Yeah.
But like my shoes, right. My most expensive shoe is $40.
Yeah, see, that's the way to do it, to be honest.
That's literally like what I want. I just want a really comfortable shoe that I can rely on.
I understand that completely. Yeah, definitely.
It's basically saying that if I want a Honda, I can get one for the low, like very cheap, instead of buying a fucking like Maserati.
Right.
Or like a freaking Tesla Romero, you know?
Yeah, or a Tesla. Yeah,
it's that, but I'm telling you all right now, go to Marshall's, go to Ross, go to TJ Maxx, and also support your local shops.
Yeah. Definitely, Old Town 100%.
Is the best way to go to. I'm sorry, but Old Town is goated as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've fallen into some of that hype beast bullshit.
Yeah, same. I think everyone does.
I think everyone has a part of it.
Yeah. Definitely,
I mean, like those Adidas I was wearing today, I was working in, dude. After 5 hours of just straight standing, my feet feel like they've like been standing on nails all day.
But literally, my work shoes are more comfortable than some of my shoes. It's literally insane.
Yeah.
But that's literally it. What else was I gonna say? Oh, I do also want to talk about our love lives.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we talked about before the podcast even started. We're just like,
because like literally it was in a rush, and I was like, oh shit, what the fuck, you know? Like, I'm not prepared. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we honestly, these podcasts, like, and it's fine. It's almost better that we're not prepared, because then we can think of things on the fly.
I agree. Yeah.
But Ulysses will just tell us like really quick beforehand, like on the spot. He'll just be like, you know what, F it, and let's talk about this or talk about that.
Right. I appreciate it, though. It gives us shit. Like, I don't need to overthink it.
It keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah,
so I want to come by this. It's because, like, right now, y'all two and some of us know that I have a crush on a little someone.
Right.
Yeah, yes. Y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
She's so fine, bro. I'm sorry. She's so fine, bro. Yeah. Listen, though. No face, no case, though. What?
Well, then.
We don't talk about that.
I don't even know what you said, bro, but I'm not going to question it.
Yeah.
Besides the point, my crush, bro, she is so fine, bro. I'm sorry, but she is so fine. I'll literally, you know, suck her toes.
Ulysses, you're getting a little too excited.
Okay, listen.
It's all right.
I have to keep it PG-13 because I don't want to go really hard.
We can't be doing
it. I don't want to go really hard.
Even though if this were like a movie, we'd already be R-rated for
the to be honest. Just for language alone, we'd be R-rated. That's how Hollywood be like. They'll be.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like this is just how I talk. Sometimes I'll slip up and like, I'll talk like this in front of my parents. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like you would. I heard
it's
you today.
It's a genuine accident.
Yeah, like today. It's like, holy fuck. Like, oh, yeah.
Honestly, though, it used to be like a genuine accident, but now I'll just like mess around with my mom or something. Like my mom will tell me to like go do the laundry or like vacuum or something. I'm like, fuck, mom, fine. And she's like, I'll slap the shit out of you. I'm like, relax.
No.
It's a prank.
Well, it's like funny because I heard you talking, saying stuff like that in front of teachers today, and they obviously you were with the chill ones, so they didn't care. But
yeah, no, I mean, like, imagine you have Gap on your ass.
Oh yeah.
Gap would be literally on your ass.
Does Aiden know about Gap? We told
him. No, I don't. Oh, you talking about the? Oh, should I say who she is?
Honestly, just say
who you just said it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna, but all right, I know who you're talking about.
There is a certain
individual with a great deal of influence in our high school.
Just know that she has those 9/11 ass teeth,
the Twin Tower ass teeth, like, dude.
Yeah, she's
honestly, if a 747 went through her teeth, it would fucking spit.
Oh man, I low key feel bad, but then I remember she's so strict about the dress code, and it's just like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, right?
I know. Shit's so ass, but I also want to come back.
I won't say who it is. She's so strict about the dress code.
I know. Like, I think
listen.
You already know who it is.
It's pretty
if
obvious.
You know.
Just don't say her name. All right.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were gonna say Ulysses.
Oh yeah, it's like first talk about my crush and shit like that. But I don't know who your guys' crush though. Like I'm not gonna say names,
but like, yeah, no, I don't know, bro. It's so confusing being like, cause like I said, I've been on lockdown for so long.
Yeah.
I like So, like, it's easy to catch feelings for the only, like, if you're only talking to, because I, like, I used to have a pretty large amount of friends, but because of the lockdown, you know, that got limited down. So, like, it's easy when you're in that situation, it's easy to catch feelings for anyone, any girl, like a cute girl you're talking to, even as friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, that's kind of what I'm experiencing right now.
And that's how I feel as well, because, like, yes, she's a really good, she's a good friend of mine's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, yeah, same. We haven't had a conversation in a while, though. Like, although she's in my class, yes, right? Right. But it's like, damn, she's so fine, bro.
Right.
But I don't want to break our friendship. So
yeah, you know,
that's like the biggest thing about like a crush or something, is that especially when you guys start off as friends, it's risky because it's
absolutely. You're right.
Either she's like, oh yeah, I have feelings for you too, or it's like, no thanks.
That's exactly that reminds me, because like, usually we do it in like a jokey way, but like when you talk to like Azari, we talk about that. Like he has good advice about that, which is that like, and it's not always the way to go, but like in many cases, if you really like a girl, like don't try to be her friend. You know what I mean? Because like that could backfire on you.
Yeah.
You know, like still not be rude to her, not ignore her, but like if you get like too close to her, then it can become like, you know, not.
Like, it's like you don't want to be a fuckboy, but you don't want to be like her best buddy.
Right. You don't like, because that's just a direct like freeway to the friend zone. And that's pretty much what's happened to me. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And like, well, I haven't.
Also, it helps to be handsome. But, you know, oh, well.
Aiden, you're a good looking motherfucker.
You are.
You're a handsome guy. Your new haircut is really like. You're looking fresh, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You were looking good with the long hair before, but you're looking
the long hair, bro. I genuinely like having long hair. It makes me feel like I'm free, because like all these white dudes, they got like the short, like they got the white boy haircuts. You know what I mean? So like, I like having long hair because it makes me feel like, this is cheesy, but like feel kind of rebellious. But at the same time, it becomes, my hair is situated so that when it gets longer, it becomes thinner. So, like, you know, it was just too thin and messy and shit. But anyway, I'm glad to have it cut.
No, I like having long hair, too. But, I mean, like, it's a lot to deal with. So.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been growing out my hair for 4 years now. Almost 5.
For real?
Yeah, and it's been like this.
Yeah, well, you look sick, bro. You get all the bitches. Like, no cap.
You have a pretty decent amount of hair. Like, you got some length.
It looks good. I like Ulysses' hair.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. But my problem is, if I go bald before 24, I'll literally kill myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's why I'm low key worried.
That's a joke. Please, everyone who listens to this, please just know that this is a joke. All right. I'm not
Don't call the suicide awareness hotline or whatever.
Listen. A100 suicide. All right. That's the number you want to call.
Don't do that.
Well, do that if you're worried about yourself. Don't worry about Ulysses.
You should do that. Yeah.
Don't worry about Ulysses.
Can I just say, I don't want to be cheesy, because someone's going to listen to this and be like, yeah, never mind. These motherfuckers are cheesy as fuck. But genuinely, if you have problems with depression or, you know, self-harm or anything, which to an extent, I think all three of us I'm not 100%.
It's a recent thing for me because of the lockdown, but like nothing extreme. But I have a lot of sympathy for people who do, and I totally understand their feelings. But I think you're very right, Baron. It's something that definitely.
There's absolutely no issue at all to ask for help.
Like, 1,000,000%.
That's really how you get better.
I also have the stigma, right, of like guys, the, like, you know, like those, like society, how it puts it, how guys
don't absolutely have
feelings, and like. If I just want to say, like for me, I have like ADHD and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And like that shit, like pisses me off. It's like, bro, like, why can't I, like, you know, like, it's that toxic masculinity shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. Really.
Yeah.
I could care less.
It's crazy. And people keep talking about this all the time. Like, I see it on TikTok and social media a lot, but like, it's so true. Or at least for me anyway. And it might just be because I'm ugly. But it's so true that guys don't get compliments. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
they're very complimented.
And I know it's ironic because we just all like complimented each other a lot.
We're literally just like, nice haircut. And, you
know, I know. And it does. And it's changing for the better, because some, like, in middle school, like, and it may just come with age and maturity, but like in middle school, guys wouldn't really, or at least in my friend groups, guys wouldn't compliment each other.
Dude, but over time, school, if you complimented someone, you would immediately have to say no homo.
Yeah,
no
exactly. Homo, yeah. And I think that's stupid. And but
it would legitimately, I'm sorry to cut you off, but.
No, no, you're good. You're good.
It would legitimately be like, bro, no homo, but those pants look nice.
What?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Like, hold on, no homo, no homo. Yeah. But no, honestly, I also want to blame, well, not blame, I also want to blame TikTok and Twitter as well, but it just fucks up all that shit because like they don't because I hate some girls know that oh shit, men don't have feelings, they don't know how we feel,
right,
but except that y'all not in our heads, mm-hmm. y'all don't know what's going on inside our brains.
Yeah,
it's fuck.
Yeah, no, it's not always easy. I mean, for any human being, but it's a different set of struggles for men than there is for women. And that's not to say women don't have problems. They do, obviously, a lot. They face a lot of, they do have, all the, and again, not to sound corny, but there's certain body standards and all that, and they can't feel, depressed or whatever, but that it's often overshadowed that men can feel, that too, yeah. You know what I mean?
And I always tell females when they feel depressed, and they feel down, I always tell them, look, rebuild yourself as a better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can let go of your, what I always meant to say, right? I didn't mean to say it like that, but it's like rebuild yourself as a better version of yourself. So mm-hmm. you can let your old self die and reborn sure. as a new person,
Cause whenever you try to conform, mm-hmm. it's it's OC, it's not necessary. You just be, and this is I'm not trying to be corny, but you gotta just not care about the bullshit. It's bullshit. you gotta do whatever is gonna make you happy. That's if you're living your life for other people, then what the hell are you doing? You know what I mean? Why are you trying to fucking change yourself to please others instead of yourself? You just gotta do exactly. what's gonna be yeah. make you happy, And that applies to both men and women.
Yeah. And I also want to say of course, yes, you can have help as well, but if you just want to do it by yourself, mm-hmm. right, go for it. If yeah. you don't need nobody and you just want to do it on your own because you want to complete this mission, do it. Honestly will go for it because this girl told me today that she want to do it by herself, and I told her regardless, no matter what, I'm always here for you if you want to talk. I'm mm-hmm. always here for you for support and shit like that, And she says, thank you for that. Because honestly, mm-hmm. I do care about people. I actually care about what's
absolutely.
Going on.
Yeah.
And shit like that,
Yeah.
All right, you can go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. But you were right about how, you need to build yourself up first. Because especially in, middle school, I was... I don't want to diagnose myself, right? I don't want to say for a fact that I was severely depressed or anything, but Ulysses and I'll be on Sunday's episode too, but when I told them about middle school and mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about it, and that's when I felt I first felt a sort of depression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was feeling that, but I was spreading myself thin because other people were feeling it too, and they were feeling it for the first time.
Yeah.
And so I would always be the supportive one. I would always be the friend that's hey man, whatever you need, I'm here for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would be for them. I would do whatever. I would fucking kill myself to help other people.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that, but it's a good sentiment.
No, but definitely don't. But I was that guy. I was always there for somebody. And that kind of spread me thin after a while because I was I care about too many people too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that isn't to say that you shouldn't care about people.
Right. It's a delicate balance. You got to strike it. You got to make yourself happy, but you also got to don't be a dick to the world.
Because that's what I was doing. I was sort of I didn't really give too much attention to myself as I did for other people.
Right.
And so that's kind of what really fucked me up is that I just try to be there for everyone else except for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah. It just, it's really not a healthy cycle to, like, you know, help everybody else. But then when it comes to you, you're just like, hey,
I agree.
Yeah, I'll basically just like mentally walk it off. It's not a great thing to do.
No, that's not healthy. No. But yeah, I understand for sure. Yeah.
I believe also I think what we had depressed moments in like middle school, it was the environment, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was the environment was going on and shit like that, and you know, like,
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know how y'all felt about it, but looking back and even at the time. Not to interrupt you, Ulysses, but just because you mentioned that about, like, the environment of being at Whitman. I don't think Whitman was a good environment for, like, anyone. You know what I mean? Like,
really think about it, no, because, like, hear me out, right? Yes, right? It was fun to see fights. Mm-hmm. And yes, it was fun to see breakups and shit like that. But now you're looking back at it, it's like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
These fights were, like, literally what the fuck were people were on. And people didn't care to stop.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really care about stopping the fights. It has to be the adults coming in. Yeah. The students want to see it. It's like, holy shit, it's a fight, you know?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like they just want to see the fight and let these boys or girls beat each other up for no reason.
And if you think about the psychological aspect of that, it just speaks to how fucked up we are, you know, as a society, that's our first instinct when we see people.
I understand. You know. I'm sorry to cut you off, but like,
no, you're good.
Literally chuckled when you said society, and I know it's because of the Joker memes.
I love those memes so much, bro. I love that we live in. And
we
I love
live
that, yeah.
in a society.
I just love that was actually put in the trailer for the Snyder movie. You saw that clip?
I saw that.
And then they deleted it from the actual movie.
Spoilers for Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh yeah.
But at the end, the Joker says, "We live in a society, Batman."
Yeah.
No, but I even got that fucking shirt for my birthday. Like, cause Jared Leto, who plays the Joker in Snyder's cut, he started selling those shirts. It just literally just says, "We live in a society," and I think that's just too funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
They've embraced it. But
I love it.
But no, holy shit, like Whitman, like yes, there's good times. Seventh grade was not a good time for me. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it. But eighth grade, one of my best years of any school year, regardless, mm-hmm. right? I think junior year is up there, right?
Yeah.
But eighth grade was one of the best years.
Cause I liked eighth grade a lot better than seventh grade, too.
And there's a reason why to it. It's because for me, right, on our third week of school, we already went to a field trip to the African American Museum that just opened, right?
Right.
Holy shit, dude. It was funny as fuck. Because we were just goofing around. You could ask Patrick about this. We were just goofing around. I was doing Just Dance dances up in the freaking shit where I had to do like brothers and sisters step, right?
Right.
All that shit. But I learned more about African American history and shit like that. We had a bunch of movie theaters and shit like
yeah. I swear they need to do more field trips, bro. Like, I know it costs money, but like, everyone loves a fucking field trip, even if it's like a museum that could be interpreted as lame. You're still gonna learn and you're still gonna have fun. You know what I mean? Like, they just need to do more field trips.
Like, yeah,
if you have the right people to go to a field trip, mm-hmm. then yes, that's gonna be one of the best.
That's gonna be the favorite day of your life.
That's gonna be
one. Right. Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. And like, we also had that finance field trip right that month as well. Like, holy fuck, two field trips in one. That's the best, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, shit like that. I never forget. I thought they had a Chick-fil-A for us. Nah, they pranked us. Fucking
bastards.
Fucking nah. Man. But, like, eighth grade was one of the best years of my life. Currently. I say currently. Yeah. It still is going on. But, like, it was just one of the best years. I met new friends.
Same.
I like, saw, like, a whole lot of shit.
Yeah,
you know,
I liked eighth grade a lot. That's actually how I like, because in seventh grade I didn't really, and it's kind of the opposite for me, only because like in seventh grade I didn't know many people, and so I made some new friends, but like a lot of them turned out to be dickwads. so like
dickwad. They're gonna listen to this later and be like, "What the fuck is he saying?"
Right? No, no one who like I lives in the area anymore. I don't think, but But like in eighth grade, I reconnected with Will McCarthy. who I don't know if y'all know this, and I don't know if he's ever going to come on this podcast, but I knew Will when I was before kindergarten. Like, I knew him as a little kid. We used to play, you know, the gristmill park where, like, they fuck around now, like, they go in the woods back there?
Yeah.
We used to, like, play as little kids on that playground together. It was, like, lit for little kids, right? And then, so, like, but then I moved to New York for a year before kindergarten. Like, the year before kindergarten, I moved to New York. And so when I came back, we weren't really friends anymore. So then, like, all those years later, though, we were going to the same middle school. And in eighth grade, we finally had classes together. So that's when we reconnected. And then I was like, I got even closer to Jack Boehm, who I've known since fourth grade, and Sarab, who I think is still a hilarious dude. So yeah, for me, eighth grade was a way better year for friends and like social life, and everything about it was just, I liked it a lot better than seventh grade. That being said, overall, like we were talking about, I still think Whitman was a poor environment.
It was a poor environment, yes.
That being said, I still had a lot of fun eighth grade.
Yeah,
I agree. And what's it called? In a seventh grade, it was a very bad year for me, and I can tell you why. I tried so hard to become like the shit. You know? Like I tried so hard.
Yeah, same.
Like going in, wearing all these shits, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I remember I tried jeans right for the first time since like kindergarten, right? And I was like, holy fuck, these are cool. Holy fuck, why can't I wear this no more? Like, I don't want to wear these more, right? And I only had two pairs, right? So I continue buying more and more jeans to blend in.
Yeah.
In, right? And by the time it was end of seventh grade, beginning of eighth grade, I realized this isn't going to fucking work. What am I doing? And I had a character development and just, like, rebranded myself. And
right.
It's like, all right, now I'm just this person. And then freshman year, I rebranded myself again. Now I'm the person who I am, just more mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I was a fucking idiot in middle school and late elementary school too. Like, exactly. I don't know what I was. No, I don't know what I was on.
To be quite honest, I'm still a fucking idiot. But
I think we all are idiots, bro. Rohan.
But you know, I think that, you know, at least I hope that we've grown. Like, yeah, definitely grown up a little bit.
Yeah no, definitely. I 100%. Well, it's crazy because we're literally like. I would like to think so. Like, I know the legal age of being an adult is only a year away now, which is insane on its own.
Yeah, no.
But at the same time, like, that's just like a legal, like, that's just like a political marking for that. Now you're an adult, but like, mentally and physically, we're pretty much adults. Like, we're as close to adults as an 18. Like, we're not gonna go, I doubt we're gonna go through some like drastic change before we turn 18. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so like, it's crazy to think that we're pretty much there. Like, you know, like, not that we're still gonna mature, like, we're still gonna change, and well, I would think anyway, but like, as far as how much different we're going to be in a year, I don't think we are. So like, legally, I feel like we should pretty much be considered adults, you know what I mean?
Because it's really weird to think, because I'm actually younger than the both of you, even though I obviously don't seem like it, or I don't look like it at least.
Yeah, you must
are be. You 16 still?
I'm 16. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I turned 17 on the 25th, so four more days.
So that's not that far. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh snap, you mentioned that in Snapchat. Happy early birthday, bro.
Thanks a lot. But so I turned 17, but it's crazy to think that, like, once I turned 17, yeah, like you just said, it's almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another year until I'm a literal adult, and I'd like,
yeah, that's insane.
Adult stuff.
But for me, I'm about to turn 18 within 5 to 6 months.
That's crazy, bro. That's so crazy.
And I don't look that old. So I was like, holy fuck, man. You know?
Yeah, it's insane.
With Aiden with his long hair, he looks like he was 26.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. She was like, you look a lot younger with the short hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, but like, honestly, it's just like, yeah, it's good. It's bound to happen, you know, like, yeah, by the time graduation happens, like, holy fuck, man.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did we come from?
Like, no, definitely.
And like, damn, bro. Like, we really grew up from being, and it's not innocent kids, but obviously that, but like, you know, like, holy, from these annoying ass kids who came in to fucking my Vernon. To literally about to graduate.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's just surprising me within a short amount of time how we grew up.
Yeah.
And like, you know, shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
You're good.
Some of the like crazy stuff is that like we're gonna grow up, and you know, I really don't hope that this happens, but like we might just like drift apart as friends. Realistically, like you guys are fucking awesome. I love you guys.
Yeah.
But if you really think about it, maybe, maybe 10 years from now, we aren't going to be, you know, very close.
Right.
You know, we might have our numbers in each
other's. Man, why are you, why stuff, are you being depressing, Signal? But like,
is that after this, like, we, you know, we'll have our own lives and stuff. And like,
yeah.
I even know some people, like this one girl that I know, she graduated last year and she already has a kid, you know? And it's crazy to think that, like, you went from, like, graduate. I'm not, like, talking shit about her. I never would.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, it's insane to think that, like, you were just a kid.
Yeah.
And now you're a mother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. For sure.
Yeah, and I tend to, if we hope, I just saying, if I hope, and we hope that this, like, our friend group, right, stays together for the next 10 years. Holy fuck.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I understand Burhan, like, saying, like, we could drift apart, and that's sure. But for one thing, that's crazy to me to think, because I'm pretty new to you guys. Like, I've known Burhan for a while, and I honestly don't even remember when I met you. But, like, this all seems very new to me. Like, you guys, your group with, like, Patrick and, like, all them. Like, I feel hella new to this. But my point is that, like, one of the few benefits of social media, like, don't get me wrong, I use social media, but I hate it at the same time. It's like, it's a paradox. But, like, one of the few benefits of social media is that, like, you don't have, like, if you really try, and you don't, and I understand making new friends, obviously, especially once we go to college and, like, new friend groups and everything. But, like, I don't see why, if we tried, we couldn't, like, go to each other's weddings. You know what I mean? Like,
that'd be amazing if we could go to each other's weddings and like see shit like that. Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, we're not friends anymore, but I used to be friends with this one. Like,
we hadn't spoken
since like, I don't know, seventh grade maybe. Mm-hmm. And we literally, like, almost all of middle school, we didn't have any classes up until like 10th grade. And we literally just stayed friends by, like, sending each other memes every day on Instagram.
Yeah, that's, see?
That's literally how that, like, the only way that the thing that tethered our friendship together was just sending memes.
Instagram memes, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's literally, like, you know. And, like,
it doesn't really work in the end. I'm sorry to cut you off. It didn't really work in the end because we're not friends anymore. But.
No, you made it that far, though.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there for a long time, but I'm there for a good time, you know?
Right.
Exactly. And, like, and I know, like, most of these dudes for a long ass time. Like, I know Patrick for 10 years, almost 10 years now. When it hits September, 10 years. Jacob, 9 years. Who else? Bobby, 10 years as well. Who else? I know Burhan since 8th grade. That's, like, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I know who else. I know Spencer. That's 11 years right there.
That's crazy.
11 and 12 years right there for Spencer. Who else?
Wait, you know who?
Spencer. I know Spencer for like 11 years now.
Who the hell is that? But I'm kidding.
but like, you know.
Do y'all know Candace?
Candace Owens?
Candace, dick fit in your mouth.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
No, it wasn't. It was really retarded. And to be honest, I didn't think you'd answer. You gave me the opportunity, though, because you said Candace Owens. So I was like, I did not think you'd respond.
But, honestly, I also... We'll
comment. What's Myra?
My right nut.
We're just doing cancerous shit.
No, sorry.
Anyways, we need to actually sit down and actually like do a serious one. But anyway, sorry.
I know, hold on, no. But there's another thing I also want to talk about.
Sure.
And this is our last topic to talk about right now.
All
right,
cool.
So we covered school. We covered our past relationships. And
we didn't really, but that's okay.
Not really. We don't talk about that, but like, but you know,
right.
Besides the point, we also talk about our friend groups. I also want to talk about fucking TV shows and movies,
right?
Because You know,
bro, HBO Max is the move, in my opinion.
I agree. My brother, he has a coworker that lets HBO Max account, and it's really, like, there's just some great shit on there.
Yeah.
And they've announced, I'm still, like, a huge fucking nerd. Like, I love superhero stuff. So, like, they announced a Superman and a Batman show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of psyched for it because it's like, yeah, the Superman one is going to be like a partnership between HBO Max and Cartoon Network. And I love Cartoon Network anime.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, if you guys have ever seen anything like Steven Universe, I love that show a lot.
Oh, and Steven Universe. For me, my favorite show from Cartoon Networks, right, is besides the old shows, right? Amazing World Gumball, regular show, Steven Universe. OGT Titans.
Definitely.
OGT Titans it's forever be the best. I don't care.
Yeah, right? Teen Titans Go is a cute little kid thing, but
yeah, literally like freaking old kids, like old adults trying to become youth again.
Yeah, but the OG Teen Titans is really where it's at.
Did y'all watch have y'all seen the live action Titans show on HBO Max?
Like, I didn't bother with it. Apparently it's meh.
Oh, for real? I haven't started it either. I haven't watched it either, but Taman suggested it to me. That's the only reason I know about it.
I don't know. I've seen some. I'm into like watching film critique videos and stuff.
Right.
And from those videos, like what I've learned is that it's like it's not an amazing show.
No, but, that's not surprising.
I bet there's some good qualities to it.
Right.
It might be pretty good, but,
if there's a series I want to add to HBO Max, and I'm a huge fan for this, I never tell nobody about this, but I'm a huge fan of Power Rangers. Literally, dude, that's my shit right there.
Yes.
That's
dude,
literally
I remember
shit.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but my little, my break brother, he grew up in the 90s. So he watched the original Power Rangers.
Mighty Morphin
Power Rangers.
From season one to season three.
Then literally, I remember it used to be on Netflix. It's definitely not anymore, at least in the American Netflix.
No, it's not there no more. They removed it, which I hate.
Yeah, but
HBO Max.
No, when it was on there, dude, I used to watch every fucking episode. I loved it so much.
From when I grew up, right, when I was born, I used to grow up watching Dino Thunder. Ninja Storm, SPD, Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, and
dude, I think Mystic Force might have been my favorite one.
Mine's is SPD.
SPD, like, yeah, no, all of
no,
the,
no,
SPD
no, that's
is good.
That's my shit right there. That's literally my shit right there. SPD, literally, I'll go to my aunt's house, right, in Maryland, and with my cousin, right. We will watch the episodes with him, like, regardless. And they knew that we were Power Rangers fans. Look, bro, I don't know why, but they didn't take me to freaking Disneyland, right? And they had the Power Rangers over there, but I was jealous, bro.
Did they actually?
They had, like, the fucking actors over there, bro.
Oh, my God.
And you don't understand. I was like, holy fuck, bro.
Yeah.
But that is just one series I want.
Yeah, I remember Power Rangers Samurai. I used to fucking binge that every day.
Like, bro, like, now I'm thinking, like, holy shit, that was like one of the bad series, like, bad seasons I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Aiden, are you into Power Rangers? You're so
apparently not. No, I remember here, like, some friends liked it when I was little, but no, I don't know anything about it.
But Brahan, if you ever watched this Japanese version of it, Super Sentai, bro, you will love it more. I'll tell you that for sure. You're going to love it.
Yeah, no, I've seen some clips from it. It looks, like, funny, but, like...
No. Like, it's dead ass. They show blood. There's cursing and all that shit. Like, literally, there's blood and cursing and shit like that. And, bro...
R-rated,
like,
Power Rangers? I have to watch
TV 14 Power Rangers.
TV 14? Nice.
That's literally
Aiden, what kind of shows and movies are you into?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I've always been I'm a big Star Wars nerd. I like Star Wars a lot.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm recent, like, I got into superheroes, but that's recent. Like, that, like, I've, like, I started, it's because of WandaVision, because I was watching WandaVision back when it was good. in the early episodes. And then I was like they kept referencing stuff like Ultron, and I'm like, I didn't have any context to it. So that's not entirely true. Like, I would go see superhero movies with friends like Azari and Will and Jack and Ibby. But that was only like a social event. I didn't really understand what was going on. I didn't really pay attention to Marvel movies. But I figured I had Disney Plus and I was watching WandaVision. So I went back and I binged the whole, like, every Marvel, like, every MCU movie that's on Disney Plus. I watched it. And then that got me into, when I heard about, like, the Snyder Cut finally getting released, that got me into DC movies, too. Because I remember, like, the first superhero movie I watched, like I said, I didn't get into it until recently, but like the first one I watched a long time ago is my dad showed me like the old Superman movies.
Dude, the old Superman movies are so classic.
And I love Superman is my favorite superhero. So like I watched Man of Steel. I watched the Snyder Cut with my dad. So yeah, I'm a big like Snyder fan in the DCU. But like I mentioned the other day when we were at Five Guys, Baron, is that I've only seen the Snyder movies. Like in the DCU, I didn't watch Aquaman or Wonder Woman or any of that.
Yeah, no, you told me.
And I just honestly, watched
me neither.
I just watched the Snyder trilogy. And I did. I think I mentioned this too, but I saw the theatrical cut of Justice League, the crappy one, in theaters with my dad too. And like it was so forgettable for us. Like we didn't even remember most of it because it was just so like kind of lame and like you know they tried to turn it into a Marvel movie and it just didn't work. Yeah, but anyway,
I mean. Even like in the way that I don't want this to become like a film critic podcast, but I'm just letting you know, 2017 Justice League, don't watch it. If you haven't seen it, don't watch it.
Yeah, that's pointless.
I also want to say, do not watch 2016 Suicide Squad. Come on. If you're hearing this, shut the fuck up. It's not the best movie.
Suicide Squad.
He likes it.
He says it's one of the best movies.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to get too like deep down the nerd rabbit hole, but I'm gonna say something controversial. I actually do not hate Jared Leto as the Joker, especially after Zack Snyder's Justice League when he was really good in that movie, like at the end scene with that. And like we said earlier, spoilers for that. But like, I feel like one of the biggest mistakes in Suicide Squad is that he's literally only has like 5 minutes of screen time. Like he's not like Joker should have been one of the focuses of the movie, in my opinion. Like
he wasn't even the focus of his own movie. Like Suicide Squad was supposed to be about him.
Yeah, that's how they branded it, and that's what people were hyped for. Because people love Joker.
Yeah, they cut him out. I mean, there was a whole. There's probably a Snyder cut of Justice League.
Exactly. Precisely. Right.
Yeah.
An Ayer cut. No, David Ayer.
Yeah. But like, it's the same. It's the equivalent, like, of a Snyder cut.
Yeah.
But I remember my first superhero movie, right, from DC or MCU, is Ghost Rider.
I remember Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage, dude. Honestly, when I was a little kid, I fucking loved it.
Yeah, no, no.
Now, but when I was a little kid, dude, I was like, this is the coolest shit
ever. Yeah. I know, and I also watch Blade Trinity. And
oh, yeah, Blade is... You guys have heard that Mahershala Ali is playing Blade, right?
Really?
Yeah. Do you know who Mahershala Ali is? He played...
The name's familiar.
He played... you guys haven't
seen... Oh, yeah, Brandy. This dude. I know this dude. I looked him up because I'm on Google right now.
Yeah, no, he's a black Muslim guy.
Yeah.
Black Muslim...
He's been in a few stuff, but
that reminds me. One of the most recent movies. This is kind of off topic, but one of the most recent movies I watched on HBO Max was the. I think I talked about this today at the school, Buron. But I watched at the beginning of quarantine. I was reading that whole ass like the autobiography of Malcolm X, right? And and I always knew there was a movie that was really famous that was based off the book with what's it called. Denzel What's the
Washington.
Guy who was?
Oh, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, with Denzel
I've
in it.
I've seen that. I've seen that one.
It's so really that's one of the most recent movies I was watching because it's on HBO Max. Is the Malcolm X movie, and that shit was so good. Like, I really enjoyed that film. It's sad, obviously, that Malcolm X dies, but you know that was really
spoiler
good.
Spoiler alert! But it's been like what
20 years or more.
No, 20? What the fuck are you
talking about? Well, like, since the movie, since like the movie, I mean, since the movie, since the movie.
Oh, since the movie, yeah, but since.
But like, since real life, it's been decades.
It's been half
a century, right?
Yeah. Oh, and also a quote from the movie, that brother's starving.
Yeah,
oh.
That brother's starving.
That brother's starving, dude. That's too funny. For me, the recent movie I watched, and this is like my fifth time watching it, is Tenet. I'm telling you.
I haven't seen that.
I feel bad, Ulysses. I still haven't seen it.
Bro,
what's it on? What streaming service is it on?
Listen, I told a bunch of people to watch it. They watched it, and they told me, what the fuck did I just watch? And I told them, watch again. You understand why.
No, I mean, especially with Christopher Nolan, he can make some, like, mindfuck films.
Right.
Like Inception. Especially
it's basically
Inception.
All that combined together. Yeah. That's literally it. All I got to say is, there's no plot. There's a plot, but you got to figure it out on your own. Because what Patrick told me. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what movie kind of... And it might... Oh, sorry. What did you say?
No, I was just... Because Aiden, you asked what Tenet is on. It's on HBO Max now.
Oh, snap. All right. I'll watch it then.
But also, I never watched the new Mortal Kombat, so I need to watch that
too. Yeah, me neither. I didn't play the game or anything.
I don't
but...
really have time this weekend because we're doing prom tomorrow and the Sunday podcast
but... and I work on Sunday for me.
Yeah, so I'll watch it eventually.
But for the a movie that kind of like I really like movies, like I'm kind of a film nerd, but at the same time like I'm not like Patrick, like I haven't like seen a ton of films. In fact, I haven't seen some of the most famous films. I don't have any examples, but like some of the classics I haven't seen. But anyway, my point is that like one movie that I saw that kind of fucked with my head, and this might just be me because some people see it as just like an action one, but like the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix, that like I didn't know what to think after watching that. Like, I don't know about y'all, but like that movie, like it was weird because I didn't know what the like I get it's about Joker, obviously it's about the Batman villain, but like it was so like trippy and like weird, and with the dancing and the hallucination or potential hallucinations he had and everything. Like,
no, everybody became like a complete conspiracy theorist about all the clocks saying 11:11.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Joker,
like talked about.
Spoiler alert, I guess. Most of the clocks in the movie say 11:11, so people are like, "Oh, maybe it was all a dream."
Right. I don't like to think, and people are saying it's not the actual Joker, but like with that connection he has, and again, spoiler, but like for the. Like the connection he had with young Bruce Wayne, I just feel like it has to be Joker. Like people say it was all hallucination, or it was not the real Joker, and that it was just like someone who influenced him. But he had that connection in the movie with like young Bruce Wayne. I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like he is Joker.
Right.
But you know, in that universe, not in like the it's
no,
a different Joker.
Not in the main universe.
Yeah, it's a different Joker, completely different from Jared Leto in the DCEU, but it's also very different from. What's it called? Heath Ledger in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
But in that universe, I think he is the Joker.
Yeah. I think we've cut off Ulysses like 4 or 5.
I'm sorry.
Ulysses, because I remember watching Joker with Patrick, and the first time I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And I watched it the second time, right? I'm like, holy fuck, this dude is insane.
Yeah.
And you know how the Joker, right? As himself, right? He laughs like a lot, right? And I realized that that's an actual condition. What you're hysterical laughing.
Yeah, but you know and, what? I don't want to cut you off. go ahead.
And I'm like, holy fuck, bro! Like, I actually feel bad for people who has that shit. You know,
I feel bad for him in the whole movie. Yeah, and for people in real life, obviously, but. Yeah, I feel bad for it because he had a shitty life in that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, like he literally he got beat as a kid, but like he can't remember.
Yeah.
And like he's adopted.
Yeah. It's so interesting though because Joker, like not to get like too like into this, but like.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, spoiler alert. Holy shit. I just spoiled like a huge plot point of the movie. Oh my God.
But like the thing is the Joker, like the character is so like. Because, like, he's one of the only characters with so many different versions of him. Like, they're, like, completely different, right? Because, like, I kind of really like, my favorite Joker personally is Heath Ledger in the Dark Knight trilogy.
I think that's everyone's favorite.
And that, right, and that's most people's favorite. Or, like, that's, like, one of the, and it has, like, the most Academy Awards, I think. One of the things is it's totally different. It's almost, like, different characters because the thing is that Personally, I don't think Heath Ledger's Joker, and kind of like what you were talking about, Burhan, I watched like some YouTube videos on it, like analyzing it further in kind of a film nerdy way. Yeah. But I don't think the Joker from Heath Ledger, like Heath Ledger's Joker, I don't think he's insane. The thing about Heath Ledger's Joker, and it, like, you know, the line that Alfred has where he's like, some men just want to watch the world burn in that movie. Like, Joker in that movie, and is he's like a, he just kind of wants to fuck shit up, you know? Like, he's not about like order. Being insane. It's not about mental illness necessarily. It's about like being pissed at how like the world works, and just the way to find freedom is to not give a shit. And that doesn't mean you should kill people in real life and fuck up the Gotham City like in real life. You shouldn't
don't come to like Old Town and fucking
right, exactly. Hospital. You shouldn't become a terrorist. You shouldn't be blowing up ships full of civilians. That happened like in The Dark Knight. He threatens to do that. But like, I understand he's more of like an anarchist, you know, like, and I kind of respect that, you know, like he's like, like, and that's where the whole the "we live in a society" meme comes from. It was never actually that line is, as you know, is never actually said in the Dark Knight movie. Yeah. Like, it sounds like something Heath Ledger's Joker would say. Yeah, you know what I mean? Sure. Whereas, and it's like to me, it's a totally different spin in the Joaquin Phoenix Joker, because in that one, it's, I think, rooted. It's, there's elements of that, you know, like there's elements of like being pissed off at society and like how the world works. But it's also very much influenced by his mental illness, you know. And I think, Heath Ledger's Joker isn't crazy. He just wants to fuck shit up.
Like, no, definitely. But the thing about Joker, especially, is that like it literally makes Joaquin the protagonist. So it's like you empathize with the Joker.
Yeah.
Because when you see the Joker in The Dark Knight, you're like, oh, that's a fucked up guy. You know, I hope Batman beats him. But. Yeah. When you see the Joker, you see Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
Yeah.
You sympathize with him because he's literally has such a shitty life. He's a poor guy. He you know, he goes through a lot of shit in his life. Like, he's just really at the bottom of the barrel.
He's a mentally ill white boy in the inner city.
Yeah. No, I mean, his life is fucked. So you get to empathize with him because it's just like, especially the line that he says when he's on the show. He's like, if I die in the middle of the street, you would just walk over me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I mean, the setting that he lives in, they probably would.
Probably, yeah.
But, yeah.
And it was the, like, that movie set in the 80s, too. So, like, there was crack. Yeah. And, like, and it's basically, and I know it's fiction, that's Gotham City, but basically that was a lot like just like late 70s, 80s New York City.
Yeah, no. I actually have a few stories from my dad. I'll just tell one really quick. So my dad, my dad immigrated here in 1989 or 1990.
Got you.
Right? But before that, he had been to America just visiting.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to have roommates in New York. Or not roommates, but he would live with someone in New York for like a month or two.
Right.
And go back to Pakistan. And so that was during the 80s. Mm. Or 80s or early
90s. Late 80s, early 90s, right?
Yeah. And so he, it was really fucked up. Like, my dad's friends would always be like, make sure you have like $5 or $10 in your wallet. So that if someone tries to mug you, just like give them
$5. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're good. Because if you don't have money, they're going to fuck you up. Like, there's a story of my dad's friend. The way that Muslim family works is that if your dad has a friend, that's basically your uncle. So my uncle, his son, I believe, he was walking through New York one night because he was, he had a pretty respectable job. But he was walking to New York one night, and a mugger come up to him, and he's like, "Yo, give me all your fucking money," you know?
Right.
And he didn't have any money on him, or he just refused. He was like, "No, I don't have any money," and he got slashed in his face.
Shit, bro!
Literally, just cut across his face with the knife.
Yeah, that's fucked up
his whole face, and it's just like, yeah, no, that's basically Gotham City.
Yeah. Right.
No, like, definitely. New York is Gotham City.
I'm pretty sure that's like a pretty fairly well-known nickname for New York is literally they call it Gotham. Like,
yeah.
Like, and, you know, it's the Empire City. It's the, you know, the Big Apple, whatever. But people do refer to it as Gotham. Definitely.
Yeah, because all the shit you see down in New York, and the reason
and it's why gotten a lot better in some parts because all the gentrification, but like in the Bronx and in Queens, it's still pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
you know all that shit, and the reason why I haven't been talking is because I was actually eating my granola bar.
Nice.
Oh, you finally finished it! Yay!
Like I actually had like at least 6 granola bars.
Jesus Christ! Okay.
And it's like I was lost time to eat, and while you're talking, so like I'm not really that into superhero movies, but yeah. But well, I think it's getting late, fellas.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, this was a great talk, though. I like this a lot. Yeah, so no, you've got a good show here.
This was really fun. You know, I believe that I would like to have you guys back again. Maybe more people, you know.
Well, and I would love to be back again too.
Yeah, me too. Hell, you know, maybe all of us can have a podcast together
one day for sure.
One day for sure. And like,
especially once summer starts, we've got more time outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
definitely.
But yeah, well, guys, that's the end of the podcast right here. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.